You're listening to SBS News.
As New South Wales suffers a repeat of the flood disaster experienced earlier this year, the federal government is offering $1,000 disaster payments to residents in 23 local government areas. The payments are expected to hit bank accounts from Thursday afternoon. The Prime Minister says the disaster recovery allowance will also be available to employees and sole traders who experience a loss of income as a direct result of this disaster for up to 13 weeks. He says his government is committed to depoliticising disaster responses.
And you're seeing that here today as well, with the 23 LGAs not being made on a political basis, not some areas and some areas missing out, across the board, a depoliticisation. That's what people want to see, and that's what my government is committed to, and that's what I'll be implementing along with all of my ministers.
Floodwaters are threatening the homes of around 85,000 people as the rainfall slowly recedes in Sydney and moves up the coast north of the city. Evacuation orders have now been established for Singleton and Cessnock, north and northwest of Sydney, as floodwaters inundate the Hunter region for the third time in a year. Meanwhile, residents on the Central Coast say they're experiencing the worst flooding they've ever seen. SES volunteer Colin Britton lives along the flood-affected Hawkesbury River area and says communities are heartbroken to experience flooding yet again.
Obviously, there's a bit of despair with some people, and a lot of people have only just gone through the whole process of getting their places cleaned up, getting all the renovations and things fixed up and replaced from the previous floods earlier this year. So having one so soon again is a bit heartbreaking because, this is going to be the third big clean-up they've had to do in less than 2 years.
There are currently over 100 evacuation orders in place affecting around 85,000 residents. The New South Wales Premier had expressed disappointment at the pace of the rollout of grants in the previous flood disaster. Dominic Perrottet says the improved coordination between the state and Commonwealth will ensure communities receive the urgent support they require.
Now, changes were made more recently, when the federal government was in caretaker mode. Those changes were pleasing because my view has always been we should be erring on the side of getting money out the door and auditing later than having red tape and bureaucracy getting in the way of providing financial support for those who need it.
But the federal government is promising to look beyond an immediate financial fix. Mr Albanese says his new government is committed to finding long-term solutions to such increasingly recurring extreme weather events caused by climate change.
If we continued to not take action globally on climate change, then these events, extreme weather events, would be more often and more intense. That's why my government is acting. I've got to say as well, the New South Wales government are acting as well on changing the energy mix in this state. But what we know is that no state and no nation can act by itself. It's one of the reasons why I've been out there engaging in the need to lift up global action. But Australia needs to be a part of that.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.